Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, we're going to get plenty of this guy coming in the few months here because he's got so many movies coming out, including Steve Jobs in theaters nationwide tomorrow. Yeah. Say what's up to our boy Seth Rogen, everybody.
What's up, Seth Rogen?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
This has become like How's an annual going? Tradition. Seth calls us about once a year.
Yeah, for real.
When he needs something from us.
Yeah.
I'm usually in my pajamas at home.
Oh, you wearing your pajamas right now, Doc?
Right now, I'm in my underpants.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, boxers, briefs. I want to describe, please.
Ow.
Yeah, they have little dinosaur skateboarding on them.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, skateboarding dinosaurs.
Even his underwear are funny.
Exactly.
Seth, you play Steve Wozniak in Steve Jobs.
The sex symbol of the movie.
Right?
Exactly.
Seth, I have to ask you a question, a personal question about the Seth Wozniak because of your hangout session you guys got to have. I've always said no one can make a Segway cool. And when you revealed that him and his wife left your little date with you and your wife and hopped on their Segways, did they make Segways look cool?
No.
You're not.
People are really trying hard to make those little, foot hoverboard things look cool, though.
But yeah. They aren't, are
really
they?
Really committed to making those look cool. Yeah. Are those cool? Do those look cool?
No.
They're just a slightly less dorky Segway.
Those are less dorky. Okay.
I'll admit it, Seth. I have one of those said Segways that you're speaking of.
We give him a lot of grief,
and we
Seth.
Dog him nonstop.
Yeah. Statistically, one of you had to own them.
Yeah. Would you say you hate me now based on the fact that I own one of those, Seth?
No, I'm, jealous of it. It's, one of those things that I make fun of, but I'm secretly jealous of. I actually really want one of those things.
JC is never going to be able to sleep at night, Seth, because I'm not sure if you remember, but you did at one point in time when we interviewed you call JC a piece of garbage compared to Zac Efron, and that's something he's never been able to forget.
I still am, Seth. I still am a piece of garbage.
No, don't
stand by that statement.
Yeah, there you go. Stand by.
You know what, Seth? It's working to your favor because it makes me want to be your friend even more. You know?
Well, get rid of the hoverboard then.
You're like the kid on the meaner I am to you, the more you like me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we do want to talk about your movie, Steve Jobs. This is really exciting because you had access, to the man you're portraying, Steve Wozniak. So he was really on board with this version of the story as opposed to maybe a previous version.
Going into it, I don't know. I think he seemed more excited about the team of people making the movie than maybe the team of people that were making the previous version of the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, Aaron Sorkin is amazing and has won Academy Awards. And Danny Boyle's amazing and won Academy Award. And so I think, if I was having a movie about something that happened to me made, I would probably prefer the best filmmakers possible doing it.
Yes. Sure.
Now, sure. Seth, when you get nominated for a Best Supporting Oscar, are you going to bring Steve as your date?
That's a great idea.
I don't know. We'll see. It all matters how many votes I get. I only get one right now. I'm slowly trying to buy up all the votes in the Academy. We'll see how it works.
There you go. There you go.
Now, we may need to take a page out of Seth Rogen's book because we just did our Kids Day yesterday, Seth, which is where we raise money for our charity where we take kids to Disney World. But you actually threw James Franco a bar mitzvah for charity.
I did.
How much money did you guys end up raising for that?
We raised $2.6 million.
Wow.
And this is a charity very near and dear to my heart. I also work with the Alzheimer's Association, and that's what your fundraiser was for, right?
Yeah, we're have our own charity kind of within the Alzheimer's Association called Hilarity for Charity. And we do a few things. We mostly just try to raise awareness among young people, but we actually start giving out grants. So if you have either a wife or a parent with dementia and you can't take care of them yourself, we give out grants to have in-home care.
That's wonderful.
Someone will come to your house and take care of your wife or your parent or husband. And you can go to hilarityforcharity.org if you currently are in that situation.
Yeah.
To find out how to get someone to help you.
Go to hilarityforcharity.org and then go straight to the movie theater and buy a ticket to see Steve Jobs. We want to make this movie number one this weekend.
Yeah, Seth, do you and your wife auction off a date with you for charity? Is this something that I can bid on? Because this is like my dream.
We have auctioned off. Yeah, we've sold the dinners with us.
I know.
They never go for as much as you would hope, but we have.
That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. You've got to entertain like one or two people.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot more pressure than doing a whole room.
No, not really.
remember, I got in trouble with my wife because I donated to hang out with Seth Rogen that one time.
Yeah, he bought a lot of raffle tickets.
I didn't win, Seth.
I've been following your mom on Twitter. Sandy, is that tattoo she's been sporting over her heart/breast real?
No, thank God. That was one of the souvenirs we gave out after the charity event.
Seth's mom has been tweeting out photos of her going to Seth's various, press appearances and whatnot with his face on her chest.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Sweet mom.
Seth, have you ever watched any of your movies with your mom? Because your movies can get a pretty raunchy here and there.
No, I watched almost all of them. They come to the premiere of all my movies.
Yeah.
No, they're used to it by now. I mean, when I did stand up when I was in high school, I couldn't drive, so my mother would have to drive me to the shows.
Wow.
So she's seen me say every terrible thing imaginable.
Can you remember the first time you used foul language in front of her and what her reaction was?
No.
It's been so long.
She's wearing his face at her boob. She's a cool mom.
Yeah. Seth was five when that happened.
Oh, wow.
Not easily offended.
Yeah. Okay.
I love the quote we have from you, Seth, where Paul McCartney was in the room with you guys, and you were thinking about kicking him in the crotch so that you'd be the most famous man alive.
Random thoughts with Seth Rogen.
Seth, who's been,
deep in the well.
Out of all the cool, celebrity experiences you've gotten to have, who is the person that you've been most surprised by that was a fan of yours? Maybe someone super serious, very proper, that's like, Seth, I just want to hang out and smoke pot with you. Anyone that really shocked you?
There hasn't been very much of that. But I got to say, I was surprised when doing this movie that Kate Winslet and Michael Fassbender had any clue who I was. And neither of them seemed appalled at the notion of working with me. quite exciting.
Well, that makes you a serious actor.
Right, yeah.
It sure does. I'm incredibly serious.
There you are. Well, I'm excited to see how this all comes together. Yeah. I was fascinated by Steve Jobs' life. I tried reading that book.
Whoa, man.
Boy, that was a long book. I didn't quite get through it.
Did you read the book, Seth?
Yeah. No
Dude,
way.
That was like a million pages long.
Yeah, I lied to the guy who wrote it, but I did not read it.
Yeah. I'll see the movie, but I might get back to the book one day.
Well, make sure you check out Seth Rogen starring in Steve Jobs in theaters nationwide tomorrow. This is an annual, we do it every year with Seth Rogen. He calls the show.
Talk to you next year. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Seth. Have a good day. All right, good news. We're about 20 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank. That's your shot at up to $1,000. And love letters to Kelly. Looks like somebody has been spending a little too much time with their ex, Jenna.
Did you get into my email?
Huh?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just want to thank you if you took part in Kids Day yesterday.
I know.
Now, we did not play Beat the Bank yesterday because it was Kids Day. It was all about the kids. We were raising money for the trip. But Beat the Bank is back. We're about 10 minutes away from playing round one. Round one.
All right.
And shout out to Caitlin who sent us a text. And she nailed it on the head with my favorite Drake meme or GIF as of now. You know how the Hotline Bling video came out?
Yeah.
The funniest one they have out of all the ones I've seen is Drake with the tennis racket. And they put the tennis sounds in it. And then he's like playing Wii tennis.
Okay.
Because he's doing like the weird thing with his wrist.
Yeah. Well, he could be starting a new dance craze.
He really is. I was wondering
if people make fun, but I mean, look at some ridiculous dances we've done over the years.
Absolutely.
The stanky leg.
The whip and the nene is pretty ridiculous, but we still like doing
it. Still like it, yeah.
Soulja Boy.
You!
Yeah, we still do it.
Yeah.
Love letters.
love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy for about 3 months and things have been going great. I've met his entire family and he's introduced me to all of his friends. We made plans to go to concerts or other events in the upcoming months too. I've never had any reason to question our relationship until this weekend.
Uh-oh.
He jokingly reminded me that it's our 3 month anniversary. So I ask if that means I can call him my boyfriend now. Excuse me.
What'd he say?
Without missing a beat, he said, I'm not sure yet.
Oh. Oh, dang.
And he reminded her, right? I don't care about labels, but it threw me off. I read all these articles about how a guy isn't into you if he doesn't want to claim you.
That's right.
Now I'm scared that I don't actually mean that much to him. Please tell me if the label of boyfriend or girlfriend really matters. Much appreciated, boyfriendless Aaron.
Aww. You're not boyfriendless. You just keep enjoying it for what it is. Everything's going great until that moment. And now you're going to overthink it and ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is true. These articles say that when I think it was Steve Harvey, he did some book about act like a woman,
think like a man. Yeah.
And one of the things was when a man claims you, but you know what? Those are general rules and ideas.
Right.
And they don't happen overnight. This guy maybe just moves a little bit more slowly, but he's making plans with you and everything's great.
So don't mess it
up. Stop overthinking it because of one little flippant comment.
Future plans, friends and family,
that's
introduction,
huge.
Future plans. Yeah. Just
that
go
says
with
more
it.
Than anything than a label.
Right.
Honestly,
listening to the parents or the family in general.
Yeah. When I started dating my wife now back then, she didn't want to go by boyfriend, girlfriend for the longest. She was the one that was anti labels.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like, okay, maybe they're not as into me as I think they are, but it doesn't matter what you call each other. You just let it go throughout time.
Yeah, everybody.
It'll turn into that.
Everybody has different timetables.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Give it a minute.
Yeah. Give it a couple minutes. That's right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance, we've been together for 8 months, doesn't see a problem with his past relationship interfering with our future. Mm-hmm. He and his ex-wife have a 10-year-old daughter together. And they feel the need to attend any and all functions together. Example, gymnastics, they go together, sit together. They go on small trips together, and they take their daughter out to dinner together. Is this appropriate? They swear it's only for their child, but I feel it has to be deeper. They text and talk to each other daily. When I voiced my concerns, I was told that they would change things, but instead started going behind my back and lying to me. Should I just walk away? Rosie.
I love the fact that they're trying to parent their child together. That's a beautiful thing. But if they're taking trips together, and this seems a little bit extreme.
And if they're inviting you as the girlfriend.
I don't think they are. They're doing it behind her back.
Yeah.
This seems, you know, I understand people want to be involved, especially when there's a child involved, but this seems a little extreme, my opinion.
Do you think if they wanted to be together, they'd be together? I mean, they have the kid together. They had a relationship.
There. I think you need to give this more time.
Yeah, they're not closing the door.
I don't think this is going to work out in your favor, especially since it's bothering you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem,
You're going to get angrier and angrier, and this is not looking good for you right now.
No.
Especially if they're doing it behind your back. So, no, I don't think this is a good situation.
I was thinking he was just a really mature guy, but I see your point.
If you're traveling together
that's weird.
And taking trips with your ex, no, it's one thing to be there for school functions together.
Sports.
Didn't Gwyneth do this? Was it Gwyneth Paltrow?
The conscious uncoupling.
They
took trips together. And Ben Affleck and what's her name?
Jennifer. Garner, but they're not bringing the boyfriend and girlfriend along. They don't have, Gwyneth did, but that's just.
I know a guy that was in this situation, and the girl was taking trips supposedly for the kid's sake, you know, with the ex. And he always had this feeling that it wasn't quite right. It wasn't quite finished or over between the exes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, they got back together.
Yeah.
So they were taking these trips.
Because they're still making a lot of memories together.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit too much.
Right. Too much.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good situation. Mm-hmm. What was she asking me? Get out?
Should I just walk away? She's only been with them 8 months, too.
Yeah, no.
So it's still early in the relationship.
Yeah, it's early.
And they're engaged,
though.
Yeah.
So
my fiance, we've been together 8 months.
Yeah,
a little fast there.
I think this isn't good.
Yeah. You're a rebound, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I need help.
Okay.
I have been married for 12 years. 12 very long years.
Well, that's a shame.
Don't get me wrong. I do love my husband, but he's a slob. I mean, he never takes his dishes to the sink. He never picks up his clothes. I can't find half of his socks or his underwear. Now my two preteen boys have taken his lead in this and make Mom's Life Hell movement. No matter how much I rant, nothing changes, and then I'm the bad guy. Then everybody promises to do better and help, but nothing changes. How do I fix this before I go insane? Kelly, help me.
Hire May. Yeah,
good luck.
I mean, you have to teach your children to be responsible for themselves. But I was a teenager, and I would let my room, my mom would just shut the door. And then about once a month, I'd clean it up.
You'd get sick of it.
And, you know, I'd get sick of it when you he gets tired of stepping over stuff. But with your husband, you're not changing him after 12 years. Hire a maid. And if your husband complains about it, say, you set it up that way, stealing a line from Dr. Phil. But go ahead and get help and, you know, chill out about it. You need to train your boys a little bit better.
Right.
I mean, I know that's easier said than done, but there need to be consequences for them not following through. And that's something I have to deal with as a parent, too. I'm really bad. That's what the therapist told me. I'm really bad about threatening but not following through with my threat.
Sure.
With the constant, I don't mean like beating her, but I mean like, right. if you don't do this, you turn off the TV. One more show, Mommy, one more
show.
Okay. No, but but this is the last show.
Yeah.
See, and that you're just setting it up. So you got to follow through with consequences. And rewards for good behavior, too.
Yeah,
you just got to train the kids. You're ruining them for the next woman to come along.
Yeah.
And the husband, I think he's just...
Yeah, it's just too late.
It's
just
too late for him. 12 years.
He's already in.
You find the money and get a maid.
Yeah.
Real. Word up.
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I married a man 19 years older than myself.
Wow.
Oh.
We have been married for 6 years now. He has 4 sons from a previous marriage that are not much younger than me. I've tried very hard to be accepted by them. They now have children of their own, and I feel as if I am just a big fat nobody. It hit me really hard today when I was texting 2 of his sons to see if they would like to come to a Halloween party I'm having next Sunday. They each said they would have to get back to me. But just a couple minutes later, my husband received a dumb video from one of his sons I had been texting. That hurt my feelings, and my husband doesn't understand that I feel like I will never be anything more than their father's wife. I'm contemplating divorce because I can't deal with the constant heartache anymore. By the way, things like this happen on a weekly basis. Am I overreacting, or should I really just try and move on? Tiffany.
I don't get the whole thing about the dumb video. That didn't make
any
sense.
I guess they have time to send a video to dad, but they don't
They still have to get back to her and find out if the wife or somebody has plans. Yeah.
But they don't send it to her, then she wants a relationship maybe.
Okay, well, that's just not going to happen. Just quit setting yourself up for disappointment and reading so much into that.
Yeah.
Why would you read? I texted them about the party. They're going to get back to me. And then a few minutes later, they send a dumb video to dad. Okay, what's the big deal? You're making mountains out of molehills with that one.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And they have to check with their wives. I mean, I would be mad if I was married, my husband just said, yeah, and then I come back and say, we already had these other plans, and now da-da-da-da-da, you know? So, yeah, you're making mountains out of molehills. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. Just extend the invitations. If they come, great. If they don't, fine. You're never going to be their stepmom.
No.
I don't know what kind of fairy tale
they're adults,
you're living
in.
You're married an older man. Enjoy that relationship and concentrate on that instead of trying to win over the sons.
Yeah, if your marriage is great, then that's all that matters.
You're thinking of divorcing your husband because the sons
don't like you.
I don't get it.
Well, it's not even about not liking you. It's like, I don't know what this chummy little relationship she's expecting.
Yeah.
It's silliness.
It's different if they're teenagers.
Yeah, if they're teenagers, little small kids.
And making your life a living hell. It sounds like they're just men living their own lives or their own families. They're all grown adults now.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's wanting, what kind of fairy tale. Let's all come over and do the family Thanksgivings and holiday stuff. I don't know what she's expecting, but that's not what she's got.
And you'll see them at family functions. Yeah. It's not like you're never going to see these people.
How much do you really love your husband if you're willing to throw away the marriage because the sons don't text you back promptly?
Probably not much.
This is not a mature woman.
And they're her age.
This is silliness.
They're old. Yeah. It's not like they lived under the same roof.
Marriages are so disposable now. I mean, everybody's just like, well, I'll just divorce him because I'm not getting along with
his
sons.
That is the biggest problem. You give up after just a little bump on the road.
Yes, it's silly.
No, one little problem, yeah.
Yeah, you got to work through
this. I'm speaking as a divorced woman, but believe me, it was not made a flippant decision. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm coming as from a divorced place.
Yeah. And you put 10 years into a relationship.
You guys both tried. Before you got married,
oh my gosh.
Too. That's why I think we rush in, a lot of we, as in universally, everyone rushes into the marriage.
It's a silly reason to want to get a divorce, though.
Yeah.
That's your one example is I texted and invited him to Halloween. He'll get back to me. But then he sent my husband a silly video.
I'm divorced.
Right.
Yeah, I'm divorced.
That's
you're
it.
Right.
I'm done. You're that's right. The final straw. That's the one. Okay, I'm sorry. You're saying there's a bunch of examples, and that's the one you choose to give me?
How are you going
to
put that on
so
a divorce?
Ridiculous.
Reason for divorce. The sons wouldn't respond
YouTube.
To my text messages.
I'm not on the group text.
Group text.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
If you would like to write a love letter to Kelly, just go to kidnation.com. Yeah. That's KIDDnation.com.
Be ready, because I'm going to call you out on your nonsense. Ridiculous.
Kelly doesn't pick sides. She goes with what's right or what she deems to be right. And 99.7% of the time, she is correct.
Oh, what about the 0.3?
We're not all perfect, Kelly. You know? There's always that 0.3.
Every once in a while, you let one slip through.
The
you know?
Truth is hard.
The truth is hard, Jenna. Thank you very much for saying that.
It is.
Here's another truth. Beat the Bank is back. After a one-day hiatus during Kids Day, we want to reward you, Kid Nation, for being so awesome and hooking us up to be able to take families on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. We'll give you the total for Kids Day. Coming up later because Caroline Craddock's going to make her way to the studio.
Okay, cool.
But right now it's all about you and the money you got to earn and beat the bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly, what number would you like?
I'm going to mix it up.
Okay.
23.
Caller number 23, you get to play. Round one of Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Kids Day was yesterday. Now it's time for you to play. Beat the Bang Freestyle. Beat the Bang.
Oh, yeah.
That was a freestyle?
Well, I mean, I thought I never wrote it down. I made it up in the shower.
That's pretty good.
Made it up in the shower this morning. I was like, hope I don't forget. I'm going to try something different. I don't want to put any undue pressure on myself, so I didn't like make a big
not
deal
necessary.
Out of it.
Oh, don't you hate it at night when you have like a really awesome idea?
Oh, I hate it.
I hate this. I have a good idea.
Right.
And my phone's right there next on my
don't write it down.
On
I'll
my
remember.
Yeah, I'll be like, I don't need to grab my notepad and write it down and type it in. I'll remember in the morning because it's that good of an idea.
And then what happens?
I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what was that idea I had?
I've learned the older I've gotten, I forget everything. Just use the notes.
The only thing I remember
notes in your phone.
The only thing I'll remember is something that requires me to spend money. Now, I'll remember that for whatever reason, but
not a good idea.
Yeah.
No. Oh man, it makes me so mad.
Yeah.
All right. Let's be happy now.
All right.
Happy, happy.
Terry Crawford, congratulations. You're car number 23. Welcome.
Oh, hey. Hi. How are you guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Rob, look at you, girl.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm good. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys.
Talk to us. What are you doing right now? Driving?
I'm driving to a doctor's appointment before work.
Oh, dang doctor's appointment.
Yeah. What else do you What else do you do besides go to the doctor?
I'm a paralegal. I work downtown Dallas. I live at Cedar Creek Lake. I have five dogs and three cats.
How's the lake right now?
Oh, it's great. Perfect. It's up. It's beautiful.
Thinking about buying a boat.
Can you keep it at your place?
Yeah, I don't have anywhere to keep it. I'd love to keep it at your place.
If you have...
I have the perfect place where he can keep it.
All right, then. Okay, cool.
Terry, if you have five dogs and three cats, do you consider yourself more a dog person or a cat person?
A dog person. I'm a dog person, yeah. I volunteer at a shelter on Sundays. I take their photographs for Facebook.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
That makes a huge difference in getting them adopted.
Yeah, it does.
Well, can I ask you,
just love going there.
Can I ask you one quick question about the lake?
I'm sorry.
Just one quick question about the lake, and then we'll play. I promise.
Okay.
When you live on a lake, do you have to have a? I mean, not I'm not being funny. Do you have a boat, or do you want to? Like, why do you live on a lake if you don't have a boat? Is there a reason?
Well, we originally just moved to the lake because I fell in love with the house. We want a boat, but we don't have a boat yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you could always make friends that have boats that live around you, and then you're set.
Maybe we can split one. Okay, yeah. I hope you win.
All right, so if you win the money here, Terry, you can split a boat with Big Al Mack. Here are the rules. We'll put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. When you decide to yell stop because you think the door's about to close, that's how much money you will win. It can go up to $1,000. Even if he says $1,000, you still got to yell stop because if it closes, you get nothing. We don't like that.
Okay.
And then no boat with Big. With Big Al.
Can I ask how Big Al feels today?
Sure.
Sure you can. Actually, I feel pretty good. you got a good energy about you.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't play yesterday. So I'm feeling fairly good.
I'm feeling fairly good.
I'm a little nervous too, but
don't be nervous.
I know nothing. You go with your gut, okay?
Okay.
We gotta get us a boat.
Hopefully your gut helps you today.
Yeah.
All right, Terry, it's time to play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
Thank you.
80.
Ooh, boy. Yeah.
200. Oh,
much better.
270. 360. 400. 430.
Oh, I guess the banker donated all his money to Kids Kids yesterday.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, I'm so sorry. I loved you. I loved your...
Terry.
Oh, my God.
The boat, Al. The boat.
Right. It's not happening now, Al.
No, it's not happening. I wish I had something I could give you. I feel terrible.
Yeah, bonus
That's
points.
Right.
Give her bonus
That's
points,
all right.
Al.
Yeah, a small consolation. How about 2,000 bonus points?
That's nice.
There you go. There
all right.
You go.
Feel free to spend them at KidNation.com.
Yeah, go to KidNation.com and go to the online redemption store.
Yeah, you got to click like three different pages, but it's there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally fine.
Right. Get whatever you like.
Okay. Terry, good luck. Have fun at the doctor's appointment. And man, I'm sorry.
I guess we're not getting a boat.
Well, you could still get a boat, but yeah, you know, not with Terry.
Not a good idea, though.
Not a good investment.
I'm trying to psych myself out. Like I'm making. I told you I wasn't motivated to work out, so I'm trying to like, okay, if I lose this much weight, then maybe I'll buy a boat. Or maybe if I, you know, I'm just trying to psych myself out. I need something at the end of the tunnel.
Well, speaking of your motivation, Al.
Yes.
It was because of the Justin Bieber naked pictures that this whole thing started for you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We just got a text from Kayla Marie.
Okay.
She said, hello, Kid Nation. I don't know if Big Al is still thinking about doing a nude photo shoot.
What?
But I am a nude photographer.
Well,
I love y'all's show, and I would love to take his photos. I take classy, high contrast, black and white abstract nudes.
Oh. Abstract.
You're very abstract.
Who calls himself a nude photographer? Like,
Kayla
Marie. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Please let me know if you would like to see some of my work. Al says yes already.
What is an abstract nude?
I don't know.
Like rearrange body parts?
No, don't be rearranging.
I guess cool poses.
Yeah.
What's abstract? I mean,
bend over, look-see.
Yeah, and the high contrast black and white, it gives really good muscle definition.
Good muscle definition.
I'm working on that.
And if she's a nude photographer, is she nude while she is taking the pictures?
No, to make the subject more comfortable.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
Why are you naked?
Yeah, I thought that's how it works. No?
Oh, man.
So, think about it, Al. I know. I know your girlfriend said no to the first.
Uh-huh. I'll give that a lot of thought.
And it's understandable. She doesn't want to share.
Right.
But these are...
Who would?
These are very classy pictures you would be taking.
Who would want to share?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's plenty to go around, Al. So we got a member of Kid Nation who is going to share his battle with ALS. And you want to listen to this because it is incredibly inspirational. Meet the Kid Nation member who's battling ALS, John Payne, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're in the Metro PCS Music Lounge with a very special guest. Now, we're not going to be playing music.
Oh, I thought they knew they were singing today.
Surprise.
We might make them sing. But Hillary,
yes.
You're a member of Kid Nation.
Yes.
And you got in contact with our producer.
Yes.
Because of a really cool story involving your dad.
Absolutely.
Your dad is now a movie star.
He's always been a movie star to me.
All right.
So we brought you in here, obviously, because you guys are part of our family, but because we want to get to know your dad, John. So tell us about your family real quick and why you hit us up.
We've been listening to y'all for 20 years. It feels like you're a part of our family.
Right.
Y'all are our dinner table conversations and everything we listen to in the car every day. And we know each and one of you, every one of you, more than enough. We're not stalkers, but we do know you a lot. So it was just really important to know about his journey and the 15 years that we've gone through with him. And I know my brothers and sisters
wanted to be a part of this, and we just wanted to give back and help other people that may be going through the same thing and create awareness.
Well, and what your father is living with is ALS,
yes.
Right? And it's right. been an ongoing battle for 15 years, you
15,
said?
15, which is record. And
yes.
most people die 2 to 5 years.
Yeah. 15 years.
Yes.
We have Mr. Payne in front of us.
Still here.
Hey, John Payne.
15 years later.
Fighting.
So when they first gave you the diagnosis, they told you that the outcome wasn't looking good. What was the first thought that went through your mind?
Partial mental shutdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disbelief. A number of things just because this was the kind of thing that was supposed to happen to others.
Right.
And not me. And, you know, one of my greatest fears was to be incapacitated or just exist.
How did it start? What was the first thing you started noticing before you're like, I need to get to the doctor because this isn't right? Because they say it's a small tingle, right? Or
and a lot of men wait and wait, and they won't go after the first
Why, John?
Because
we're men.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's how we are.
I was lifting weights at a local gym.
Yeah.
I had fasciculations.
Now, that's a big medical word. We don't know what that means.
No,
I don't know what that means, John.
Fasciculations.
Well, fasciculations are like involuntary muscle twitches.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like you have over your eye when you have nervousness.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't control or stop them.
But it was in your arm.
And began to lose string in that arm, and which was highly unusual. So my wife suggested that I go to my doctor.
And of course you didn't listen to
now,
her first.
Margaret.
For 3 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mrs. Payne, how many times did you have to tell him to go to the doctor before he finally
just
went?
Just talk right into the mic, Mom.
I just made the appointment and put him in the car.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
And Amanda, you're a nurse, mm-hmm. so I'm sure that once you were told what was going on, you knew what was going to take place.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was in nursing school at the time, just finishing up. And so I had really never heard of it before. And I went and I looked in the glossary of my nursing books and I looked up what it was. And it was the shortest entry in there for diseases because it just said what it was, what it did, and no cure.
It's and the worst news you could possibly get about your dad.
It truly was. But we did. It was very important to Mom and Dad for us to start doing things differently as a family. And so
like what?
They decided to change Christmas up a little bit. And on Christmas morning, we would have had a designated week set aside where all the adults would have taken off of work. And we would find out Christmas morning where our destination was going to be. And so we started taking trips called Making Memories. We even had shirts.
Uh-huh.
Because
had
that's
shirts.
Why when you're a pain, you do everything to the fullest extent. And so we have Making Memories t-shirts, and
that's
awesome. We went together and nothing went unsaid. You know, if you thought something, you said it. If you were thankful for something, we said it to each other. And I think that made a really big
everything,
difference.
Every emotion you felt, anger, happiness, sadness,
right.
you would just throw it out there for
right.
the family to hear.
Exactly. Hmm.
John, from the moment you were diagnosed, when did you start feeling pain? And then when did you start losing the ability to use your extremities?
Well, things just began to get heavier. And so people would say, oh, you can still pick up that cup of coffee. You look just fine. But they didn't realize that cup of coffee weighed 100 pounds.
Hmm.
And so it was all I could do to pick up the cup of coffee. But then certainly, you know, another few months, and then you get to look at the cup of coffee, wishing that you could pick it up. At that point, you go through a process of saying goodbye to things, holding your wife's hands, saying goodbye to taking a walk, saying goodbye to putting your own clothes on, saying goodbye to taking a shower, but it helps a process called acceptance.
Right.
Rather than fighting and mentally struggling, you learn the process to accept what you have. Doesn't mean you have to like it, but you learn to accept it bit by bit because we're either becoming bitter or we're becoming better.
My dad is a fighter. He's always been a fighter.
Yeah.
He's always been the guy that, you know, most dads teach their kids how to kick a ball. You know, when you kick it and you watch where it goes. My dad, when he kicked the ball, it disappeared. Am I right, bro?
True.
Am I right? Yeah. So this guy, he could do anything. He had superhuman strength. But what we saw happen is this superhuman physical strength as it began to melt away over the months, days sometimes, because it comes in waves.
It's fast, isn't it?
It's fast, but it happens in waves. So you're steady for a little bit, and then wow, that hand just disappeared, and you can't use it anymore. Mm. The neck stops functioning. But we saw that external fight shift to the inside, and he never ever lost hope. He still has hope. And that's the blessing that he continues to give people is hope. And so my dad's a fighter, and you don't see it on the outside. Yeah. He doesn't have the big guns he used to, but the spirit is alive and the spirit as well.
Yeah, and he's also taught us so much about the importance of relationships and that's what life is about. It's about building relationships with God, yourself, your family, your friends. I mean, he's just brought a whole new spirit. So it's not a strength maybe without, but there's such a strength within and a hope there that is just unexplainable.
Our family, in a way, we've grown closer because we asked her questions and wrestled through that stuff together.
To you both, you guys raised four incredible children. I mean, that's tough to find where you find four incredibly successful people.
We debate about the success of
it.
Just kidding.
I was going to say, normally there's one that's kind of question.
They say them at the bottom, right?
Yeah. But it brings us to the movie you guys created. What do you guys call it? What's the title for it?
The Luckiest Man.
One would say a person with ALS would not be considered that.
Well, pretty simple. The things that I had always wanted in life were really the internal things of peace, contentment, joy, intimate relationships, and discovered just how important all those were. But more importantly, had attempted to fulfill those in much of my life through success, achievement, the good opinion of others, you name it, a lot of yardsticks that are used. And I'll just tell you that I did not receive those, but I discovered those on a journey of transformation, on a transformation of the heart, a transformation of slowing down, a transformation of solitude, a transformation of a deeper relationship with God. And through that, I did receive all that I'd ever looked for, longed for, or desired. And joy occurred in the midst of very bad circumstances. And so, in intimate relationships, occurred with the most important people in my life. How could you not be the luckiest man in the world when you had those?
I'm jealous of you.
You're so inspirational.
You are in such a good place right now. I'm just like, man, he's got it together.
He leads a yoga class. Do you want to? Does he really? Very limber.
I mean, I'm telling you, you seem like you're in such a good place.
Like, and we have no room to complain about anything.
You were saying this is a movie.
This is not to make money. This isn't to be entertained. This is to change lives. That's the point of this.
Inspirational stories to change lives.
It's a beautiful story.
Unfortunately, we're all so busy. Is there anything left on the family
bucket list,
could I say, maybe? I'm sure you've had so much extra time you weren't expecting, which is a wonderful blessing. But is there anything left that you guys are looking forward to doing soon?
Yeah, well, where's the trip to?
Honestly, we just returned from 4 months in Colorado and didn't think I would make it another year and probably for sure was going to pack up all my belongings because I didn't want my wife to have to do so. But while we were there, I'm physically stabilized again, if you can look at me and think this is called stabilized. Kind of an oxymoron, and I'm aware of that. But I'm looking forward to returning to Colorado from a physical standpoint. But from a inspirational standpoint, I'm looking forward to putting the final touches on a book. It's about 95% complete. It's not a book about a guy that's dying. It's not a book about a guy with ALS. It's a book about transformation and about how my God has transformed me through this whole process. So am I looking forward to some things? You darn right I am.
And when you always finish the book, you have to come back. Oh. So we can start the book tour.
Yeah. That means no trip. Is that
that's a subtle way of saying no trip, I
think. I just
want
to be prepared. Okay.
That's our Christmas present.
Yeah. Well, we do want to tell people about the movie. The book is almost complete, but the movie is complete now, right? We're having a screening.
Where's the screening? Tonight. Are we going to be able to purchase this movie or to watch it somewhere?
Yeah, is it downloadable? Is it going to be going across the country in small theaters?
You can find out any details about the film and where it's at photolanthropy.com.
And we'll put a link up at Kid Nation.
Okay, there will be a link at kidnation.com.
Name of the movie is The Luckiest Man. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Payne, if there's anything you would like to say to anybody that is starting this journey that you've been on for 15 years, what would that be?
There is always hope, even in the midst of the darkest cloud. I can't always say to everyone that there's a silver lining, but I can tell you that if you will run toward God, it's a whole lot better than running away from him. So my encouragement would be to run toward him and look for the hope that only he can provide. They have told you, my children, that the things that I used to could do, well, I can't do any of those that I used to do. They're really not here because of what I could do. They're here because of who I've become. And it's a different person. I'm excited to be that different person. I hope for others they don't have to receive a terminal diagnosis to decide to become a different person.
It's beautiful.
You're proof that strength doesn't come from muscle. Strength comes from the people you surround yourself
with. Will you adopt
with.
Me?
you seriously have made our lives better just in the, in the you, man. 20 minutes we've good. Met you in person.
You made me feel good.
Are you paying for the Christmas trip?
All right.
Oh, boy.
He's in.
Get back with you on that.
Again,
Vegas?
We'll put all the links up at kidnation.com if you want to see the trailer to The Luckiest Man or if you want information on where it's going to be screened. I just want to thank you, Mr. Payne, and your family for coming in.
Absolutely.
And being so such an inspirational
thank
person.
You.
Thank you, JC.
Absolutely.
We really do appreciate it.
A beautiful
it.
Family. Yay.
This is great. This is great.
Up for the Paynes.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, we got a little teaser from Justin Bieber before we get to the Kids Total. Since, you know, Justin is connected now to Kids. He's been on the trip, and now he gave us a guitar that we're going to auction off that he autographed.
Called you and left you a voicemail.
Colin left us a voicemail saying he was going to do that for us. So nice. And so we'll give him a little tease right here with a song that he's going to drop, I believe, on Friday.
Okay.
He's been teasing us with this one. The song's called Sorry. Let me see what you think.
It's too late now to say sorry.
Dang, Justin Bieber's done it again.
He can make some music. Nobody's arguing that.
That's a Skrillex sound, right?
Yeah, that's the one he did with Skrillex and that dude Blood. I think the guy's name is
Blood.
Blood. That's the guy he was sitting on the couch with playing the guitar.
Blood.
Blood.
That's just a term.
That blonde guy with the glasses. His name's Blood.
I'm pretty sure that's his name.
That's
Blood.
A term
that
of
is the
endearment.
Wrong name for him.
Oh, that's cool.
What's up, Blood?
What up, Blood?
What up, Blood?
Yeah, Blood.
I made this with Blood.
Yeah.
I made it with this Blood. Blood is cool. Yesterday was Kids Day.
It was.
That's the one day, the one show we spend raising money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kelly.
Look around and see if Caroline's gonna come running up.
You're like a daddy walking.
I'm looking. Running I'm,
at
I'm
the
looking.
Last minute.
In Caroline's defense, it was an extremely long day for the foundation.
It was.
I mean, it was an all-day ordeal. She was up at like 4 in the morning, had to be at the call center.
Right. She's still recovering from getting up early yesterday.
Picking up before noon. I'm sorry, Caroline.
Hold on. We have Mike who watches the show outside. Is she running up, Mike? Ah, there she is.
Just that's like hilarious.
That is great.
She is literally running.
I guarantee you she was listening to it as she was parking.
No, she just was out of the car by the time I saw
I bet
that.
You she was listening because she wouldn't have been
that
running otherwise.
Is just hilarious. Like her daddy.
Hold on. Let's welcome Caroline Craddock to the studio.
She's going to be so out of breath. Let her in the door.
Sorry.
And all right. Man, that was great. That was such a great day.
That was yesterday. A great day. The show's over. See you guys tomorrow. No,
maybe she was just collecting the last donation to add to the total.
She was texting to add to the total.
That's what Caroline was doing. Could you hear Kelly saying you were late in the car? You weren't parking yet?
I was looking at my shoulder. I said, let me just wait and see if Caroline's going to run up. And you literally ran up 10 seconds after I said that.
Your dad would do that. Like at 5:59, he wouldn't actually run. He would just kind of casually walk.
It would always be Caroline. We'd be like, I guess we got to start the show without Kid.
But and then he'd walk in and just turn the mic on.
Yeah.
Welcome to the,
Hey, what's up?
I should have done that. But it probably would have been a little bit cooler.
Mid-segment is just fine, Caroline.
Okay.
So
we delayed
yesterday?
Long enough, so we haven't done any of the totals yet.
Okay,
we have
good.
Not. Would you say it was an extremely successful day yesterday, Caroline?
I would say it was extremely successful. Okay. I haven't seen... The total was so high by the beginning of the morning.
I know.
Which is really rare, so that was exciting.
It was great. Yeah, if you get a good start, I mean, it just
yeah.
But that could be
so much easier.
Yeah, that could be scary, too, because sometimes, you know, when you're, like, doing a race and you start off all fast and then you completely just slow down and you're like, yikes, not going to finish.
Yeah.
But that was not the case yesterday.
No, that was not the case.
We finished strong.
We did.
Well, what did we receive yesterday?
Let's hear them totals.
It's so exciting. So we received over $480,000.
Wow. And that's not all. I mean, there's still totals that are going to be coming in.
Raising Cane's.
We haven't had a chance to get those totals.
A lot of
our radio stations across the country collected. We haven't gotten those totals yet.
Oh, I have another $100 check. Oh.
Jenna has a $100 check.
So do I.
So there we go.
The the couple that owned the deli just gave us $100.
Eric did?
Nice. Eric gave us $100.
Nice.
He trusted you with it?
Yeah.
So $480,000.
Yeah, that's texting, the call center, that's Enchanted fantastic. Fairies. Yeah.
Yeah, we had like one of the biggest donations of all time yesterday
with Enchanted Fairies. Wow, it was crazy.
Emma Kelly's done the Enchanted Fairies photo shoot.
We're having an Enchanted Fairies birthday party. She loved it so much.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I
want one of those.
Wow, Caroline, that's so exciting.
That awesome.
Thank you, Kid Nation.
Thank you, Kid Nation. Amen to that.
Thanks, Kid Nation.
Looks like we can go ahead and get the airplane out of the layaway because, you know, we just put a hold on it, not knowing if we're going to actually be able to pay for it.
Sure.
So now it's paid for. So now we can sleep a little bit easier.
Do we bite more than we can chew before we make the money? Of course.
Sure we do. We live a little bit beyond our means, but that's the American way.
That's what makes us go.
Yeah.
That's how we do
it. We should
just
charge kids. Just charge the trip.
I don't know if we can
pay
do
it
that.
Off and make monthly payments.
I think that takes away from being a charity.
Oh, okay. That way.
Charge it. Put it on the charge. Yeah.
And you could still text all year long. That text number still works, right?
You can do that whenever. I honestly, sometimes to have admittance into my apartment, I'm like, okay, y'all can come in for a party, but you better text that number.
2000, text the word KID, KIDD.
Yep.
And we'll do that all year. And you can continue the donations year-round as well at kidskids.com. Caroline Craddock, well done, ma'am.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.